Gala Retail.
Welcome back to the Sue Nunn Show. We're live here in the Community Hall in Clonegal, and sitting beside me now are Tom Butler and Pamela Butler. Very kindly came to see us in Clonegal this morning, not from the village, but Tom, you're going to tell us about something very interesting. It's a new book that you're about to launch.
Yeah, we've just launched Common Sense, a book about people, planet and profit by a venture capitalist. I hope the tagline attracts people. But interestingly, it's a big picture story. And you've had a lot of people talking about stories today. And I think that's very important because stories are a way that we tie facts together and make them interesting. In the book, I talk about it a little bit, in fact. And I say, you know, when you hear somebody died, well, that's not very interesting. But when you hear somebody was murdered, there's some intrigue, and you want to know what's going on. And that's how we as human beings tie ideas together, make them interesting. So we've tried to put a lot of big ideas into a story, which I hope people will enjoy and maybe find a new meaning in life from that.
And I know you're here to talk to us about the book, but of course when I was chatting on the phone to Pamela, we got sidetracked and I found out that ye have a wonderful personal story as well about how you both met in Hong Kong, is that right?
That's right, yes. We were both working for an investment bank, in fact, in Hong Kong. That's where we met. And from there, we ended up getting married and children came along. We moved to Bangkok for a while and worked there. And then things started to change, or our thoughts started to change. Mostly Tom's thoughts started to change. And somehow we ended up at Balan Temple in County Carlow, straight out of Bangkok. So that was a serious adjustment period.
And was there any link to Carlow previous to that? Is Tom originally from Carlow, are you?
We have a very long history in Ireland, in fact. The Butler name, there are quite a few. There are three Tom Butlers in Ardatin, which is the closest village to where we are, and we're halfway between, well, we're closer to Ardatin, but really halfway between Clonegal and Ardatin. And I had come here growing up, but never really lived here. My grandparents were here for a while. But we have a very long history going back 800 years, if you really want to count. And I thought that it was important to understand a little bit more about my personal heritage. It was an opportunity to reconnect with the past, find out what was going on down at the farm. I grew up in school and in cities, and I wanted to know a little bit about the reality of what it's like living in the middle of nowhere, and we really are in the middle of nowhere, off the beaten track. I think the house is a mile off the tarmac.
That's interesting, and it's very different from life in Hong Kong, working in an investment bank. So you were kind of in the rat race.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where I started to see things that were a bit, that didn't really align with how I had grown up. You know, you're supposed to be nice to people, you're supposed to look after people. And in the investment bank, I was literally standing outside the managing director's office listening him tell somebody that, you know, it was the shareholders he had to look after. That was his job. That's it. That's where it ended, with the profit line. So that was shocking, really.
That's kind of a wake-up call maybe for you when, I suppose, priorities change as well when you have children and you have a young family and it's not all about work.
Yeah, that's true. And also, your perspective changes to a longer term. I think we think now about when the children grow up, what are they going to have? What's here for them? And I don't just mean Ireland, I mean globally. You know, there's big issues.
And quality of life issues as well, that you'd like your children maybe to have, to be able to enjoy nature, something as simple as a walk. We take it for granted.
We do, and we're very lucky where we are because we're right near the River Slaney, and so we do go for walks, and there was fishing. There was a lot of fishing there, which has become a little more subdued because of the decrease in the salmon stock. So we're right in the middle of watching nature fall apart a little bit, even though it's right outside our doorstep. So, you know, it's we do need to take care.
Tom, your personal life, has that inspired, it seems to have inspired a lot of what the theme of your book and what your book is all about?
Well, I had a very diverse upbringing. I was very lucky, and I suppose I was able to see both sides of the coin. So I wore the suit. We lived in the penthouse. I walked the walk with the big cheeses, or I was a little cheese and got trodden on a little bit. But at the same time, I was working in sometimes difficult environments, whether that be India or Vietnam, even Thailand and Hong Kong. And you get close to people who are really working hard. And you ask yourself, okay, so if people like me have all this power and we have a job with such responsibilities. How come the world is so imbalanced still? And that was a question I wanted to know. Can we balance ethics and economics and the environment? And I felt that we could, so I threw everything in the can, and I came here to try and find that answer. And I suppose this book is a little bit of that answer, and I hope it will help people find a middle ground, balance work and...
An awful lot of people can identify with your story as well, Tom, because lots of people have worked in very high-powered jobs, lots of responsibility, get to the top and you can become disillusioned and think, what is it all about? And there is a lot of maybe, as you say, getting trodden on and, you know, the little cheese.
Well, I think the sad thing is that some people, when they're in their 50s maybe, and they have the heart attack, and it takes the heart attack to help them realize that it's time to remember that they have children and friends and a wife, and that it would be okay to spend a little bit of time with them and try and bring a bit of humanity back into the workplace, and maybe not so much time on the mobile phone or the computer or whatever. I'm a bit guilty of that myself, but, you know, I get out to chop the logs every now and then as well. So.
And you do. It's nice to have that balance now, I'm sure, between being in touch with the real world, but also being able to go out in the fresh air and enjoy your surroundings.
I think it's important. It helps me get a broader perspective, a big picture perspective, and it helps me in some of the professional work I may do, helping other people, you know, improve their businesses, put a bit of soul into their businesses, survive and succeed and have a life as well as make a living.
Lovely. How can we get a copy of the book? Is it available in shops or online yet?
Well, we'll have the book signing over at Alive and Well in Carlow next Friday and Saturday. But online's really the place to go. And easy to remember, abigpicturestory.com is where we've got the book slated, and go to the shop and give me a buzz, hey?
The very best of luck with that, Tom and Pamela Butler. And thank you so much for coming and joining us here in Clonegal. We want to go to poetry now, and Joe Hickey is here in front of me, and he's going to do a little recital for us. It's called The Driving Test.
I'll be 70 next birthday, or is it 69? Anyway, you know, for years and years, though, legs were working fine. All my life I rode a bike and cycled near and far, but 6 months ago I took the plunge and I bought a motor car. Now, when this motor was delivered and I with my money parted, it was only then I realised the expense had only started. Driving lessons cost a fortune for some tests I'd have to pass. And €300 for this little disc to stick up on the glass. The insurance was a nightmare. Nearly left me broke. Do you know there was times I regretted I ever bought the bloody yoke. Then I got this fancy letter. It was all about this NCT. And you know, I wasn't sure if it referred to the motor car or me. Well, if it referred to the motor car, everything was well. But if the test was done on me, I wouldn't stand a chance in hell. Well, after 12 or 14 lessons, I was ready for my test. So I drove down to the centre, dressed in my Sunday best. I tried remembering all the rules I'd have to obey, like stopping at the stop sign. Oh, aye, and yielding right away. When a man came out to test me with his book upon his lap, he didn't look a bit impressed when I wiped the window with me cap. Says he, "We'll travel this way, and then we'll take a right, then we'll take a left, just beyond the traffic lights." Well, I shoved it into first gear, left me foot off the clutch. And your man sat there with a hump on him, like a rabbit in a hutch. Everything was going well. I was going like a bomb when this old one on her bicycle round the corner had to come. I jammed my foot down on the brake to avoid a head-on smash, and your man didn't look a bit impressed when his nose hopped off the dash. The old engine had cuckoo on me and refused point-blank to start, in spite of all the curses I managed to impart. Eventually I got it going, we'll move out of town, you see. So I headed off from Mount Leinster in the open country. But everything went wrong for me. It could possibly go wrong. And you know, I got the strong impression your man regretted he had come along. When I backed into a gatepost, now, he turned the kind of yellow. Between you and me, he seemed to be a nervous sort of fella. He sat there with a hump on him and his head between his knees. He had pocketed his biro and taken out his rosary beads. I was going down the bypass with the old engine fairly buzzing while your man knocked off Hail Mary's at 16 to the dozen. I know I made a few mistakes, but sure I done my best. Eventually I summed up courage. Say, tell me, have I passed me driving test? Well, he looked at me right in the eye with a watery sort of grin. Oh, you have, says he, for I'm not going through an ordeal like that again. Well, I got me driver's license and I ferried home once more and parked me little motor outside the kitchen door. I was now fully qualified. I could drive wherever I liked. Never again would I throw me leg across that rally bike. About 3 weeks ago, I dropped into town. I thought I'd see the cattle trade. Dropped in to have a pint and somewhat overstayed. And as I was making my way home, I swerved to miss a dog. Lost control of me wee motor and submerged her in a bog. Now me motor and days are over and back on the old bike again. When I think of all the cash I spent, God, I think it was a sin. But I'll keep me driver's license, for this is my new motto. I'll buy myself a four-wheel drive. But first I'll have to win that bloody lotto. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joe Hickey. We really enjoyed that. Stay tuned. Coming up, we'll be talking